You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Nick Drzezinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 200,000. That's how many ventilators Ford Motor wants to build this year. It's part of a partnership with General Electric and the ventilator maker Aeron. Production is slated to begin in 3 weeks. On top of that, General Motors is also planning to produce a different model of ventilator at a plant in Indiana. It's not the first time that U.S. manufacturers are mobilizing to produce much-needed medical equipment. During World War II, Franklin Delano Roosevelt called for American industry to become the arsenal of democracy and produce equipment for the war effort. Back then, Ford built B-24 bombers, and GM made M5 tanks and other military equipment. The scale of today's mobilization won't be anywhere near as widespread or as long-lasting as it was in the 1940s, but it's a reminder that beating back the coronavirus will take governments, businesses, and individuals all working together. The next number up is $20 billion. That's how much new cash General Electric just got on its balance sheet. It came from the sale of its biopharma division to Danaher, which closed on Tuesday evening. That's just the first of three mega deals happening this week. On Wednesday, T-Mobile completed its acquisition of Sprint. The combination of two of the largest wireless companies in the U.S. had been caught in antitrust regulatory battles for years. And on Friday, United Technologies will merge with Raytheon. That deal also received regulatory approval earlier this week. It's the first step of multiple transactions that will create three new stocks. One is an aerospace giant, called Raytheon Technologies. The other two are spin-offs, an elevator maker called Otis, and an air conditioning company to be called Carrier. Our last number is 8. That's how many of the biggest banks in the U.S. have already suspended their stock buyback programs for 2020. They're preparing for a recession by saving cash. Now, some analysts and investors are wondering if stopping buybacks will be enough. They're starting to worry that U.S. banks' dividends may be the next to go. And there is some precedent for that. Several European and British banks have already paused their payouts. But the comparison isn't perfect. The big U.S. banks were more profitable than their peers across the pond going into the coronavirus pandemic. That suggests they can withstand a larger potential hit to earnings before having to cut dividends. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Nick Drzezinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.